Guys, welcome back to Precision Rifle Network. This is episode 21. Today I'm going to be talking about optics. I'm going to be talking about Arkin optics. I'm going to be talking about some night vision. So let's get into it. Guys, the first thing I have to do right off the bat is thank our channel sponsor, and that is Arkin optics. Started working with those guys here recently, even though I have been a fan of their products for some years now. I think hands down, they are one of the best, if not the best, kind of cheapest option in precision rifle optics that gets you all of the features that you want and good enough glass to get done what you need to get done. I like to say they're a $1,000 optic for less than $500, depending on which model you choose. Currently, the EPL4, for example, is 25% off. And that makes it right around $340. And I have used it, guys, shooting out at long range, and it is good enough to get you what you need if you're on a budget for long range precision, and it will last you a good long time, forever if you choose and take care of it. But you know, some guys like to upgrade eventually, and there is some value and some added gain in spending $2,000, $2,500 on an optic, particularly when it comes to being able to see perfectly clear out at distance. But this isn't about those optics. It is about how good of a scope you can get for not much money. And if you're in that ballpark range, that's where you're at right now with your budget and whatnot, you owe it to yourself to check out Arkin optics. Absolutely, 100%. I can endorse that, whether I'm getting any sponsorship deal with them or not. So check them out, guys. All right, so first thing I do want to talk about is some night vision stuff. You know, I've been getting into, like, I've had night vision optics for some years now in terms of like a PVS 14 that I attached to this little like nylon stretchy head thing so that I could just go out hiking at night. But I had issues with just running a single PVS 14. I would get headaches and there was no depth of field. And I quickly realized that dual tube like goggles was going to be the method to go for me. So I bought a used set of goggles from a guy for cheap. I mean, cheaper than a PVS 14. So I really got lucky on that and got into that. Bought a helmet, just a bump helmet, and you know, rocked that for some years and never really thought I would want anything more. And then, of course, I got further down the rabbit hole, as often happens with these things, and I ended up getting a set of MEG 40, like White Foss, you know, the dual tube, gosh, high specs, like amazing set of nods. And I can't see myself switching from those. Like, I'm not in the ballpark range of being able to go to like quad tube to get that kind of wide field of view. I think I'm going to stick with these ones that I have. But what I have transitioned into alternatively has been thermal. And I've tried a number of different thermals. Like, I had ones, I had a thermal handheld unit from FLIR that is, gosh, I bet it's 15 years old. Maybe not quite. Yeah, I bet it is. Maybe 15 years old, and it doesn't even work anymore. And that was like $3,000 back in the day, and it was small. It was about the size of a PVS 14, maybe a little bigger. And I was blown away at thermal, like way back then. And I never got anything new until probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I bought an AGM thermal, and it's kind of one of their clip-on, not clip-on to the front of your scope, although they do make an adapter for that. But it was a clip-on thermal unit, probably in that $3,500 range, something like that. And it is called the Rattler, I believe. Let me make sure I'm right on that. Yeah, the AGM Rattler TS35. It was a 384 in terms of, you know, you get 384 or 640 resolution, and this was the lower resolution. That is currently for sale, actually, up on my website right now if anybody wants it. There's nothing wrong with it. It still works great. It's just not quite as high a resolution as some of the newer units, and so I'm selling it. But that thing worked out really well for me for a couple of years, and you know, and a number of coyotes met their demise behind that optic, and it works great. It's just that, again, it's like being a long range guy, we want to be able to engage these targets out at distance. And I wanted to be able to do that at night. And I'm still not convinced that thermal is the right option for that. Like thermal's amazing for detection, and thermal seems to be pretty good for engaging, you know, targets like coyotes or other, you know, or hogs or something like that, you know, inside of 300 yards, right? Your typical point and shoot distances for like an AR type rifle. You can just hold point of aim, point of impact, and because of the way that it's zeroed and it arcs, you know, you've either got a, like a 36 and 300 zero, or you got like a 20 or a 50 and 250 zero. So anything inside of there, you basically just hold right on it and you're going to be able to put it down. And that makes a lot of sense at night when you really can't range anything or use a holdover reticle. Now, some of these thermals do have holdover reticles in them, and they're usable, but they don't have precise subtensions, and it's really, really hard to get a wind call at distance. That's the big thing, right? Is the wind call at distance. And so you want to not have to deal with a wind call, and so that means you're staying in at closer ranges. And if that's the case, then do we really need something that's crazy high resolution? And we're like, yeah, you end up wanting something that's high resolution. Transitioning all that to say, what I have replaced it with right now is the thermal scopes from Athlon. And I didn't even know, like they quietly released these things and they are actually, they're actually doing quite well. So I initially bought the Athlon 384 resolution version because I wanted to compare it directly to the AGM Rattler, which I did. And the new tech, just 2 years newer tech, with the same technical resolution, the new tech is considerably better. Things with the Rattler are a little blurry, let's say call it blurry. That's the wrong wording, but it's just not as high a resolution at 100 yards, whereas the Athlon thermal scope, which does have a holdover reticle in it and just mounts directly to the optic, at 100 yards is quite good. You can see detail as long as you're not zoomed in. Like it has a 2.5 to 10 power zoom on it. And of course, as you zoom in, the resolution, the graininess, all that kind of stuff comes in, and it's just not nearly as quality a picture anymore. But if you leave it zoomed all the way out at like the 2.5 times, it's quite good. You can see a lot of detail. Like you wouldn't have any trouble making hits on targets, you know, within a couple hundred yards range. Well, then I saw that Athlon also released a 640 version, resolution version, and I wanted the nicest one. And so I went ahead and I bought that one too. I actually bought both of them. And so I will probably be selling the 384 version of that Athlon on my website, precisionriflenetwork.com, sometime soon, and offloading that, even though it's excellent and there's really nothing wrong with it. It's just that I went ahead and upgraded to the nicest version, and so now I don't have a need for the other one. But man, and already one coyote has, may or may not have, trying to protect myself, met its demise behind that optic since I've got it. It really is quite good, and all the settings are there. Like the on your what would be your parallax knob is actually your zoom knob, so you twist that to go in and out, and that one goes from I believe 2 to 18 power. And again, if I go all the way into 18 power, it's very grainy. It's not high resolution. It looks blurry, but you can still see what you're looking at a distance. It's just not super usable. But on that one, if I zoom into, let's say, only 8 power, well, then it's completely usable and it's still got pretty good resolution. Whereas on the 384 version, it didn't have. If I zoomed into 8 power on the 384 version, it was really grainy and blurry and was almost not usable. So just going up in the next resolution level really, really helped out in terms of that clarity at distance. And I don't know, I've just been really impressed with these things, you know, and the prices seem to be coming down. Those Athlon, I'm looking it up right now, actually, while I'm talking to you guys. Give me just a second. Be a weird pause on the, looks like Kronos ATS scopes. And I've got the Kronos ATS 50-640. And that guy is, well, it says MSRP of $5,000, but I did not pay that for it. I want to say street price was $4,000 or less. I'm going to have to double check maybe, but it really is quite nice. And here's the actual specs for that one. It's 2.36 to 18.9 magnification. Not really sure why that is the way that is, but the display resolution is 1440 by 1080. So you can imagine that screen is pretty good. The objective diameter, 30 millimeters. The sensor resolution, and this is what kind of matters, is 640 by 480 at 12 UM or whatever that is. I can't remember what the UM stands for, but that's pretty good. 12 is usually a pretty good number. My understanding is the lower that number, the better. It's got a 50 millimeter f1.0 lens. It is 14.7 inches long, weighs about 35 ounces. It's a nice unit, guys. You focus back at your eyepiece. Your eyepiece actually focuses your reticle inside and all of your text and other data. And then the objective lens itself twists and turns. That's your focus for downrange for your picture. And man, it's really all a guy would need to engage predators at distances, realistic distances, you know, let's say. As far as you can see, you'd probably be able to engage, but again, the wind is going to be the issue, you know, at night. You're not going to be able to see what you're doing. You could run your Kestrel, let's say, right at your shooter location, you know, or you could use other tech like the Windy app or something like that and get a guesstimate. And, you know, these are varmints. Doesn't really matter whether you miss the first time or whether it's a bad shot. At least that's my opinion. You know, I really don't care if I hit a coyote in the guts, or if I hit a boar in the guts or something like that. You just want to kill them. You're trying to eradicate them. So it really doesn't matter if you make a bad shot necessarily on those, in my opinion. But anyway, they're just really cool. I don't know. I'm just kind of getting into those and kind of geeking out on them a little bit. And there are other options that are more expensive, and there are some other options that are less expensive, but Athlon seems to be one of the nicest that I've seen for that price. You know, in a world of where you used to have to spend, say, $8,000 to $10,000 for a really nice thermal, now they're half that price or less, and there's some great options out there. So I don't know. It's just fun to think about being able to do what we like to do with these precision long range shots and be able to do it in complete darkness. That's kind of like a superpower, and I like it. I like the thought that I could, not necessarily that I would, but that I could, you know, when it comes to fleshy, certain types of fleshy creatures. You understand what I'm saying, I'm sure. So the other thing that I want to talk about again is the Athlon Optics, and this is going to be the EPL4. 6-24x50, and this is one of their newer optics. The reason I want to tell you about this one specifically is because they've got a sweet deal going on it right now. And again, this doesn't benefit me at all, guys. Like, yeah, I have a partnership with them and they buy advertising space, but they don't get to dictate what I say on my podcast. They don't get to dictate what I do in my videos or my opinion of their products. They simply buy ad space. They don't buy my opinion. They buy ad space on the channel. So this, I don't know if that's a good way to put it, but that's the way I see it. And so with that being said, I have thoroughly tested the EPL4 6-24x50. And I titled my video on this cheapest, best scope question mark, because I've looked through a lot of optics. I've tested a lot of optics. And just on the resolution test, guys, the 1941 Air Force optical resolution test target that I have used in a number of other videos to show contrast, detail, crispness of edges around certain things. Like, it's a tool that can be used to measure the resolution of optical devices. And I will tell you that I have that the Arkin EPL4 6-24x50 right now with 25% off comes in at $340, something like that. And I tested this thing on the same target, the same resolution test target, as I have a Zeiss LRP, which is a almost $3,000 optic, and others like Night Force and some other like high-end, like $3,000-ish optics I've tested. Those ones tested better than the Arkin, but not much, guys. Not much. Now, we're talking 50 yards on that resolution test target. We're not setting it up at 800 yards, right? So where you're really going to start to tell the difference between the glass is not at 50, 100, 200, 300, 400 yards. It's going to be those far distances. And that's what guys pay the extra money for. Okay. The high-end glass tested 2 to 3 stops. If you watch the video, you understand what I mean by stops or places. Tested 2 or 3 places better than the Arkin. And you would expect that because you're paying more and the glass is better and the coatings are better. But the Arkin for $340, guys, gets you everything that you need to take long range shots precisely. Maybe not everything you want, but it gets you everything you need. It gets you in the game for not much money. And that's really the value of this kind of an optic, or any optic from Arkin, in my opinion. The EP5 is also excellent. I just haven't done a full video on it yet. That's coming before Christmas. But I will say that I believe that Arkin optics could be the cheapest and best scopes available on the market today for the money. They have Japanese glass. You've got all mil settings. You got zero stop, you got different reticle choices with Christmas tree and standard other ones, you got MOA versions, you got very durable construction, you got good coatings and glass, like I said, a great accessory package that comes with it, like throw lever and level, and for that money, I just don't think they can be beat. I don't know what else to say. I just think, like, if you have a rifle sitting there right now, any rifle, doesn't matter if it's a 22 or if it's a hunting rig or if it's your precision long range competition rig that you're building, and you've got $500 or less and you want to take a chance, I just don't see how you could go wrong on an EPL4 6-24x50 at $340 or an EP5 at just over $400. I really don't think that you can go wrong with that. They seem to be excellent. I was very surprised. You know, you go and you test this thing and you look through these scopes and you look at the features and the durability and the tracking and just all the things. And if it were a blind test with somebody who knew a lot about scopes but had never heard about Arkin, and you ask them what it would be worth, I guarantee you they would put it in the $1,000 scope price range. Guaranteed. Because that's what I did too when I first got them. I was like, man, this looks like $1,000 piece of glass. And it costs, what, $300, $400? You're kidding me, right? No, I don't know how they get it so cheap, guys. I have no idea. But so far, it seems to be a really, really good option. Yeah, that's that. So that giveaway is coming. I didn't mention that, did I? So I'm doing a partnership with Arkin, and we're doing a giveaway right now. where if you go to the PRN Patreon page, so it's just patreon.com/PRN, and you look up Precision Rifle Network, and I'm on there, and you can sign up at any level, $1, $5, $10 a month, or more, whatever you choose to do. Those are our Patreon supporters. Those guys get extra content from me, direct access to me. If you choose to sign up in there right now, you have a chance to win one of these Arkin EPL4 6-24x50 scopes. We'll be giving one away right after Thanksgiving, and then we will be giving away an EP5 right around Christmas. So be good for you to sign up now, have a chance to win the EPL4, and then stick around through the end of the year, hopefully. And hopefully you find some value in what I'm doing in Patreon and just on the channel in general, and then you could have a chance to win an EP5 after Christmas. So yeah, just wanted to take a minute and tell you about these different optics choices, and tell you that I'm having fun. My new kind of hobby, side hobby, has been the night vision stuff, and I'm having a lot of fun with the thermals and all that kind of stuff. I will just kind of tease it that Arkin has a new digital night vision scope that they have been testing. Hopefully I'll get my hands on one of those sometime soon. I'll be able to bring that to you. But so far that looks pretty sweet as well. So it's not like a true night vision or a true thermal. It's kind of somewhere in between. It's digital night vision. So it takes available light. It enhances it. Yes, kind of like night vision, but it's not, because it's not photo cathode or whatever you want to call it. It's more like the same technology as a high-end camera when you turn up the ISO range, if that rings a bell for anybody. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and tune in again soon for another episode of the Precision Rifle Network podcast.